Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, what you got with the Bezos Wienergate? Peckergate.
Let's see here. Peckergate?
Yeah.
Let's see, Jeff Bezos has published a shocking email that was sent to him by the National Enquirer editor threatening to publish nude photos of the Amazon billionaire if he did not back off the claims that the decision to out the billionaire's affair with Lauren's Dirty Sanchez. So they're threatening each other. They have the pictures at the National Enquirer, and they're threatening to run the pictures. See, what Bezos is doing is he's investigating the National Enquirer because they're the ones that broke the story of Dirty Sanchez. Ah. And he's mad.
Okay.
And the National Enquirer says, look, you need to back off investigating us, because if you don't back off, we're going to put your pecker picture out there.
Your pecker picture?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pick the peck of pickled peppers with the pecker picker.
Huh?
Anyway, they're at it. They're at war. That's a good war, though, because the National Enquirer has a lot of money, and so does Jeff Bezos. So
do you think he's like, okay, because, you know, he's not very sexy at all.
No.
So do you think these are humiliating, like where he's like laying back and it's his bald head and his one eye all, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
And you think he might have girls' panties on or something?
I think it's very much like Anthony Weiner.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, yeah. Disgusting, yeah. And, you know, just something we really don't want to see.
Whatever.
I don't know why that would sell magazines, to be honest.
I wonder if, and this is just I wonder if it's affecting the stocks at all.
Hmm.
I don't know. If the CEO and his.
And by the way, what also helps with this is, do you know that the guy that really, the company, the parent company, I think it's AMI, that owns the National Enquirer, his last name is Pecker. It all comes full circle.
Are you kidding me?
No, his name's David Pecker.
Are you kidding me? So that's why it's called Peckergate.
I'm telling you.
I thought it was called Peckergate for all the wrong reasons.
Right here. AMI is owned by David Pecker, and it's called Peckergate.
So that's
what
I'm saying.
No, I wouldn't be that dirty.
Well, I was like, wow, you're really coming out of the gate strong this morning.
No.
I didn't know it was because the owner was Pecker.
The owner of the publication's last name is Pecker, so it's called Peckergate.
All right, okay. Woo, because I was like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
All right.
I apologize for the misunderstanding,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, because I thought, you're coming out like hot. In hot.
I'm not that kind of person. I go to church now.
Yeah, and I didn't think you were. You're not one to say, like, I'm going to say this to shock people.
I should have said that up front.
Yeah.
I didn't even think. I just assume everybody knew that it was David Pecker who owns it.
Yeah. Man. All right.
Well, that's cleared up.
Well, I was like a little thrown up. I was like, what?
I apologize.
What's he doing?
Misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. All right. You'll be happy to know that I have Kim Kardashian audio morning. And she so does. That freaking makes everybody's life, doesn't it? Are you excited?
It depends. What is she up to?
She was on Jimmy Fallon. And she talks about why she wanted a fourth baby.
My house is so full. But I heard that parents of four are the most enlightened and calm of all parents.
Really?
The most calm, yes.
Four?
Yes, I heard that.
Hmm.
Here's another piece of amazing audio from Kim Kardashian.
I think there's such a stigma on people hiring formerly incarcerated people. And I feel like I definitely, for all my businesses, I would love to partner. There's like a company, ARC in California, that helps find people once they get out and give them jobs and counseling. And yeah, so I would love to hire formerly incarcerated people. And I think I would, you know, I would love to spread that message that other companies and big companies can do that too. Mm.
Out of the entire interview, this is all we have.
That's it.
This is crap.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure. Yeah. Nope. She's never going to hire an ex-con.
That's not it. But no might be the answer, actually. If we got a phone call today from Hollywood, and it's her publicist, and they want to book her because she's coming through Denver, would you and I have her on the show?
I would say no, because there's going to be too many rules.
Yeah. I don't think we would either. I think we'd pass on it.
Well, because they'd give us an outline of what we're allowed to say and not say. And I know us, and it would never go well.
And there would be an entourage. Uh-huh. She wouldn't even talk to you and I. She would. We'd have to talk through her people, right?
Yeah.
No,
there'd be too many rules.
Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't ask what we want to ask.
Yeah. Yeah, like, why is your husband a lunatic?
Now, if we got a call to get Rob Kardashian on, all day long.
Yeah, now that guy would be awesome.
I just thought I'd ask.
Somebody said, wow, I'm in a horrible mood this morning, and you have to start out with Kim Kardashian? I'm sorry. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was sucky. And it wasn't even fun. Like, we didn't even get to, like, go, oh, my God. It was just, let's see here. Here's the audio. I told you about this yesterday. Ariana Grande says that Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale are a cute couple. Remember, I was like, when she said, oh, they're so cute. And we both agree that she doesn't care at all.
Yeah, and she probably means it. She wants him to find happiness.
Yeah.
To be happy in his love life. And I'm sure she means it, because she doesn't care about him.
And Kate's, what, like 50 and he's 22?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not bothering her at all.
Anyway, here's the actual audio of that.
What if you win an award and you're not there to receive it?
You deserve the award, man.
How do you think Pete and Kate Beckinsale make a good couple, Ariana?
So cute! So cute!
I thought she said F you.
No, it's not so cute.
Oh, so cute?
So cute!
Sorry.
Sorry,
I heard something else.
No, it's so cute. Oh, poor Matthew Perry. I don't know what happened. He's not really explaining it. He just got on a weird... He just tweeted a weird thing, and he said, I just got kicked out of therapy. Friend star Matthew Perry has struggled for years with addiction, and this week he just tweeted, and to me, I'm like, that tells me he might have been high while he tweeted, because why would you even say it?
Well, there's only one way, for the most part, to get kicked out of therapy. And when we talk therapy, we're talking rehab.
Yeah.
He's at, okay?
Right.
It's not necessarily some shrink he's going to see in Hollywood. He's at a rehab facility. The only way you get kicked out, you're using.
Yeah.
You got caught.
Yeah. But why would he? Oh, because he's high.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why would you tweet that?
Yeah.
You'd only tweet it if you're high. Because
exactly.
Otherwise you keep it to yourself.
Yeah. He got busted, probably, sneaking drugs or something into the facility. They kicked him out, and then he's still high, and he's tweeting.
I got kicked out of therapy today, and he said nothing else after that. 5 months ago, by the way, Matthew Perry spent 3 months in the hospital after undergoing surgery for a ruptured bowel. Years prior to that, in 1997, he experienced a brutal ski accident, which led him pained and addicted to painkillers. And you know, remember yesterday I told Dylan, Dylan is on painkillers because of his neck. I said, you be careful, buddy. That's when people start. Matthew Perry claims that when he had that skiing accident, and he had never taken painkillers before in his life, and then he started taking them and he got addicted.
Happened to me.
And it happened to Sean.
I had that knee surgery.
Yep.
I had a knee replacement surgery, got on the painkillers, and it's hard to get away from them.
Yeah.
And I've never taken them in my life. Never taken them since either. But they scare me to death. And I'd never take them again.
That's what I told Dylan. I said, ask Sean, and I forgot about yours. I said, it's a true story. Like, people that just don't even have an addiction to this stuff and never taken them, all of a sudden are addicted.
So easy to do.
Yeah, so, hey. All right. Let's see here. What else? Poor Woody Allen.
What's Woody up to?
Well, he just lost a $73 million deal.
Oh, that's not bad. He can make that up.
So, you know how that, was it Roman Pharaoh?
Yeah.
That's his daughter, right?
I think so.
I feel like it, yes. So, it's Roman Pharaoh is Woody Allen's daughter, and she wrote this whole thing about how he abused her and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Well, Amazon had signed a deal with Woody Allen to do a bunch of movies for $73 million.
Holy moly.
Well, after Roman Pharaoh came out with these allegations, they just canceled the deal. Ronan?
Yes, it's his son, Ronan.
How come it says Allen's daughter?
Well, he does have some daughters. Moses is still a son. Dylan is a daughter.
Here's what it says. I'll just read it to you. It says, but then Amazon pulled out of the deal after a 2016 column by Ronan Pharaoh in The Hollywood Reporter that again brought up Allen's Allen's daughter's allegation of sexual abuse. That's where I got confused.
You know, Woody Allen, I know very little about the guy, but I do know this. He's always been, it seems, in controversy of some...
I know.
And it's usually disgusting stuff
that
he's a part of. I'm really surprised that Amazon even offered a $73 million package, considering his history.
I agree with you.
Because he's always, over the past, what, 20 years? He's been embroiled in stuff.
It wasn't like Mia Farrow, like 20 when he met her.
Yeah.
And he was like 60 already.
It was strange.
And then to actually marry your adoptive daughter?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's why I'm surprised Amazon. Well, of course, Amazon, Jeff Bezos. So so maybe
he's like, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, they run together. Who knows?
I guess Ronan, the son, talked about how he had sexually assaulted Dylan Farrow. It's all creepy.
A little convoluted.
Yep. And then the other poor guy story I have is Robert De Niro. Poor Robert De Niro.
Did you see the video?
I didn't.
He tried his best to hide himself.
I saw a picture of him with the newspaper.
He had two newspapers over his face, and he's yelling through the newspapers. And it's like, dude, everybody knows it's you, okay?
And did you see the memes that went around about that? It's like, who reads a newspaper? Why are you reading newspapers?
Who's he yelling at?
He's yelling at his driver. So what happened is Robert De Niro had a meltdown. By the way, this was just after divorce court. And Robert De Niro, he was getting picked up, but the driver wasn't there. So he's freaking out because all the paparazzi are around him, but the driver's not there. Here it is.
Where did he... He can't... Then he's in the wrong spot. He's standing right where he dropped us off. What the... I don't care if they chase you away, you... Tell me, what's the matter with you? Where are you? You're not in front. You're not where you dropped us off. On Worth Street, then you'd see all the photographers out here. No, you're not where you dropped us off. This is ridiculous.
That's exactly the way I talked to my Uber driver a couple of days ago. Hey, schmuck face, where are you?
My guess is it's not a Uber driver. I don't know. But here's crazy. What happened. And then his attorney, it basically, like, he's freaking out, right? And his attorney leans in and goes, hey, let's go back in the building until it shows up. Like, you don't need to be out here with the paparazzi. You can go inside where they can't film.
What's up with these guys? As they get older in Hollywood, they get really cranky. David Letterman got that way. You got Alec Baldwin. He's out pushing people and taking swings at people. Robert De Niro's out there cussing out his driver.
They're just grumpy.
Angry, grumpy old men.
All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.